This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in Things You Ate But Didn't Know It, seaweed. It can be found in toothpaste and yogurt and even beer. Seaweed is also an increasingly popular snack food all on its own, dried, salted a little bit, and packaged up real nice. Paul Dobbins is president of the first commercial kelp farm in the United States. It's called Ocean Approved. It's based up in Portland, Maine. Mr. Dobbins, it's good to have you with us.
Why, thank you, Kai. I'm happy to be here.
How exactly does one go about farming seaweed? Do you guys just sort of, you know, put some in the ocean and wait for it to grow?
You're not too far off from how it happens. We collect spores from mature seaweed in the fall. We grow those spores to tiny 1 millimeter long kelp plants, and then we put them out on long lines in the oceans, and then we just let it happen. Nature takes its course. Kelp is a cold water species that grows very well over the winter. In fact, it's just starting its significant growth period. It'll start growing at about 5.5 inches a day. And in the spring, we go out and we harvest it.
When you and your partner started this company back, what, 6, 7-something years ago now, did you have any idea that seaweed writ large was going to become the thing it has in American food?
We're surprised by how fast it's come along. We had spent a lot of time traveling in different parts of the world. We had a mussel aquaculture business prior to this one, and we saw the level of consumption of seaweed globally. Yeah. And realized it was only a matter of time before it started to be reintroduced into our country. Seaweed was eaten by our indigenous population before the colonists came along, mm-hmm. and when my great-grandmother in Newfoundland was a little girl, why, they ate seaweed in the winter as a way to get your green nutrition at a time when there weren't any green plants available.
I mean, I got to tell you, I now go to Costco and I buy boxes of it and I pack it in my daughter's lunch every day. She comes home and says, Dad, I don't want those goldfishy things. I want a little thing of seaweed.
You know, our market, we have a significant market in the high schools and the private high schools and in colleges and universities, everywhere from the Harvard School of Public Health out to the University of Iowa. Kids are looking for nutritious alternatives, and it's an adventurous food. It's not something that they were served probably when they were real young.
That is true. It is an acquired taste, right?
Well, it is if you're eating the imported seaweeds. They're fairly strong in flavor. We've developed products that are very mild in flavor to take some of that angst that someone may have that it's going to take fishy right out of it.
Is this a family business for you? I mean, do you expect your kids to join you in the kelp and seaweed farming business?
Sure. All of us have young kids, and all of them work out on the farms. They'll come out with us. They've started since they were about 12, and we'll dress them up in survival suits and get them out to the farms and show them how we make our living.
How do you eat it?
I love it in the morning for breakfast. I have it with eggs and little Maine shrimp and some cheese.
What, like in an omelet or something?
Very similar. I just scramble up the eggs, throw some seaweed in there, throw some shrimp in there, and away we go.
Well, Mr. Dobbins, thanks very much for your time. That's Paul Dobbins. He's the president of Ocean Approved. It's a kelp farm up in Portland, Maine. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, Kai.